This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. North Korea launched two ballistic missiles into its eastern waters Thursday after the U.S. redeployed an aircraft carrier in response to the North's launch earlier this week of a nuclear-capable missile over Japan. The launches Tuesday were North Korea's sixth round of weapons tests in less than 2 weeks, adding to a record number of missile launches this year that has been condemned by the United States and other countries. President Volodymyr Zelensky said Ukrainian forces have retaken more settlements in Kherson, one of the partially Russian-occupied southern regions that Moscow claims to have annexed. Zelensky said in a late-night video address Wednesday that areas to the northeast of Kherson City have been liberated. Meanwhile, Russia is lobbying for a secret ballot instead of a public vote next week when the 193-member United Nations General Assembly considers whether to condemn Moscow's move to annex Donetsk and Luhansk in the east and Kherson and Zaporizhia in the south after staging referendums in those provinces. Russian President Vladimir Putin signed a law on Wednesday to incorporate the four regions into Russia. Iranian-American Bakir Namazi arrived Wednesday in the United Arab Emirates to receive medical care after being allowed to leave Iran. Iran convicted the 85-year-old former UN official of collaborating with a hostile government in 2016 and sentenced him to 10 years in prison. He was transferred to house arrest in 2018 on medical grounds. Namazi's son, Siamak, was also convicted in 2016 on the same charges. The United States says the charges against both father and son are baseless. Malaysia's state-run media says Prime Minister Ismail Yaacob may propose a date to formally dissolve parliament when he meets with the country's monarch on Thursday. This is VOA News. Ismail is under pressure from some factions of his ruling coalition to hold parliamentary elections ahead of next year's planned vote in order to secure a stronger mandate as well as party infighting. Malaysia is a constitutional monarchy, and the king typically acts on the prime minister's advice, but the king does have certain discretionary powers, including withholding consent for dissolution of the parliament. China's remote Xinjiang region is the latest to be hit with sweeping COVID-19 travel restrictions. Reports Thursday said trains and buses in and out of the region of 22 million people have been suspended, while passenger numbers on flights have been reduced to 75% capacity. The National Health Commission announced just 93 cases in Xinjiang on Wednesday and 97 on Thursday, all of them asymptomatic. The restrictions are similar to rules imposed in other Chinese cities under the government's draconian zero COVID policy, which has been closely identified with Communist Party leader Xi Jinping, who is expected to receive a third five-year term in office at this month's Communist Party Congress. A former official with the online ride-sharing firm Uber has been convicted for allegedly covering up the company's data breach. Here's AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer.
The former chief security officer for Uber has been convicted of trying to cover up a 2016 data breach in which hackers accessed millions of customer records. Authorities say Joseph Sullivan was convicted Wednesday in San Francisco of federal charges for concealing the breach in which hackers stole data of 57 million users and 600,000 driver's license numbers. Prosecutors say Sullivan concealed the breach from the Federal Trade Commission and secretly paid the hackers $100,000 in return for promising not to release the data. Uber's new management uncovered the truth in 2017 and made the breach public. The hackers pleaded guilty in 2019 to computer fraud conspiracy charges. Sullivan remains free on bond pending sentencing and could face a total of 8 years in prison. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Recapping our top story. North Korea has launched two ballistic missiles into its eastern waters Thursday after the United States redeployed an aircraft carrier in response to the North's earlier launch of a nuclear-capable missile over Japan. The launches Tuesday were North Korea's sixth round of weapons tests in less than 2 weeks, adding to a record number of missile launches this year that has been condemned by the U.S. and other countries. For more on this and all the stories we're covering, visit us at our website, voanews.com. We also have an app you can download. Just search for VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green for VOA News.